My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network with brand new episodes every other week, fortnightly episodes. Best thing to do, hit that subscribe button and they'll be straight there for you whenever they're here. Today on this podcast, we are going back to the end of last year. So our last podcast, we spoke to Luke, who'd been over to Walt Disney World and Universal to do all the Christmas stuff. And we spent so long talking about Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Jollywood Nights and Christmas over at Universal that we completely ran out of time and didn't actually get to talk about anything else, like his favourite rides and attractions and restaurants and his memories. So Luke is back to talk about all his favourite Walt Disney World things. We have everything you need to know if you're going over to Orlando very soon with the weather and the exchange rates and some concerts that are going on. We'll have a news update. In fact, I always answer questions on the podcast, and one of the big questions that I've been asked over the last week is to do with one of our big news stories. So we know that Tiana's Riverboat Journey, Tiana's Splash Mountain, Bayo Adventure, I will get to know what it's actually called by the time it opens. We found out it is going to open in summer. And the number of people are going, Andy, when is summer? I'm going in May. I'm going in June. I'm going in August. Will it be open? I don't know. They're always very broad. They do seem to have brought it forward. So for me, summer would be, we're almost into spring break now. So I'd say after Easter, which is in about a month's time. But before the end of September, that's quite broad. Maybe they want it open by the 4th of July, which is soon. I would say that Juneteenth would be a great date to open Tiana's Bayo Adventure on. But I don't actually know. But summer. So basically, if you're going for Mickey's Not So Scary, if you're going for Halloween or Christmas, there's a good chance that you'll be able to get on it. That's what I'm saying. Of course, if you follow us on the socials, as soon as the news breaks and we get an actual date, I will let you know. So follow us on all the socials, on X and Instagram and TikTok. Pod Magical is where we are. Same place to go if you want to be on the podcast. We've got some great guests coming up over the next few episodes. But right now, we're going back to chat to Luke. Welcome back. We ended last year talking about Christmas and Christmas at Disney and Christmas at Universal with Luke. We didn't really talk about anything else Disney related. So Luke Marsden is back on the podcast. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can you still say that in February?
It's nearly March, to be honest with you. Yeah, but you just before we started recording, you said, Andy, I've got some breaking news for you.
I have. I didn't do that weird accent you've just done. I don't know who that was. But what I will say is that I am unsurprisingly returning to Universal this year in September.
Right, so you're going to be there for Halloween Horror Nights.
That's exactly why I'm going. So, very long story short, Andy, I obviously returned last year from my big Christmas trip, which I told you about in the previous podcast.
Yeah.
I then mentioned to my friend over after an evening of drinks that I wanted to go back next year, as in this year, but I didn't want to go back at Christmas time because, as we discussed on the last episode of the podcast,
done it.
I've kind of done that three consecutive years in a row. I want to change it up. And I loved HHN, Halloween Horror Nights Universal, when I did it in California in 2018. And I've been dying to do the original, which, of course, everybody knows is Orlando was the original one. It's celebrating 33 years, I believe, this year, something like that. And I wanted to go back, and we have booked it, we've confirmed it, and we are on the road to HHN. We're going mid-September towards the end of September. So hopefully we don't get washed away in any hurricanes or storms, but I can't wait.
So when you're over there, will you be going to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party?
That is an excellent question, and I'm afraid I cannot confirm either way if I will or I will not. Maybe I'll have to let you know later in the year if I'm invited back again. The truth of the matter is, Andy, I believe Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and I don't know if you've ever been, it's very expensive compared to the Christmas stuff, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, it's probably about the same price as the Christmas parties, to be honest. If you go in September as well, because like the first couple are really expensive, and then the nearer it gets to Halloween, it gets expensive. So if, September, if you go midweek, you know, well, they're not on sale yet, and they've not announced it. It's usually around April time they usually announce the Halloween stuff. But yeah, it's worth going for. Have you ever done it at all?
Never done Mickey's Not So Scary. Okay. Scary Halloween Party. I've not done it. I'm a big fan of Hocus Pocus. As you know, I'm a big Disney fan. I did the Christmas events we discussed on the last episode of the podcast that I was on. And I would be very keen. I would be very keen to do it, but cost, Andy, because HHN Halloween Horror Nights, a ticket for one night is about £80, something like that, yeah. I think. But they've introduced multiple night tickets last year, and I may, with my friend, consider doing multiple nights, because is one night at HHN really going to be enough?
Do you know what? If you look at the budget, how much is it costing to do an RIP tour where they literally take you to the front of the queue and walk you through every single house? Because then you can do the whole lot in one night. Because if you're thinking of going, like, doing it over two or three nights, if you just do the big splurge, do one night, get a few snacks thrown in as well, it might be worth it.
It's always worth it. Also, Andy, for, and I know this is not a Halloween podcast.
It's
I know
not. We've turned it into universe.
it's a bit early. What is it? What, 6 or 7
it's
months
not even away, Easter yet.
Yeah, the road to HHN begins now. But the point is, I agree with you. And also, a YouTuber who I met previously, I don't know if I mentioned that on the podcast last time, but I met a YouTuber over in Disney, and we were very briefly talking about HHN, actually, at Universal, and she said you should do Stay in Scream, where if you have a Universal ticket for the perks during the day, yeah, which of course I will, I've already booked that, you can just go and get a free wristband to stay in if you have a ticket for HHN that night, so you don't have to re-queue, and you can skip some of the lines because you get early access to some of the mazes. However, yeah, flip that, it won't be dark at the time. So to get the full immersive experience, I don't necessarily think we're going to stay and scream. I think we will go and come back, because it's...
And scream.
You want to experience the darkness, the smoke. Yeah. Even the queuing is an experience, I suppose. That's part of a Halloween purge, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, yeah, a lot to consider with HHN, but tickets don't go on sale until late spring, I'm told.
Right,
so
okay,
a while, yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about Universal or Halloween. Let's go right back to what we said we were going to talk about at the end of last podcast. Let's talk about Walt Disney World. So when was the first time you went to Orlando and Disney and the parks?
The first time I went was shortly after a stint in the Big Brother house in 2009. So I came out of the Big Brother house in the autumn of 2008. And sorry, actually, we went, myself and the girl I was with at the time, shall we say, we went together.
Hang on, let me just pause you there. Was the girl you were with at the time somebody from Big Brother?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct, yes.
Beginning with a letter B?
Yeah, I mean, okay, you bringing right me to say.
No.
So, yes, me and Bex, I said it. Oh, me and Bex, we went in the October of 2008. We needed a break. Obviously, our lives and worlds were totally different after Big Brother. We decided that we needed to experience a bit of normality. What's more normal than going to Disney World?
Yeah.
So I went for the first time with her, and it was overwhelming, as Disney is for the first time for anybody, whether you're a child, an adult, a pensioner. It was a crazy experience. We stayed at the Rosen Inn Point International, one of them on iDrive.
Yeah.
I believe that room and the hotel is identical to how it was in 2008. So I believe it's not been upgraded.
Probably.
Decor or anything. So we stayed there. I wouldn't be in a rush to go back to that. In fact, my sister's going for the first time. In fact, you should get my sister on this podcast. She's going for the first time in October this year to experience both Disney and Universal, and I've been given all these tips, but she's staying at the Rosen Inn International Hotel on iDrive, and I kind of said that it's not my first choice, but if you really just want a hotel where you lay your head,
yeah,
at night, the guaranteed bed at least, so they're staying there. So I stayed there for my first time in 2008, and it was my first experience of Disney, and it was pretty crazy. The crowds weren't that bad. It was October time, early October. So we weren't there. We saw the Halloween, but didn't do the Mickey's Halloween party. But I loved it. And after that, I've probably been back 2, 3, 4, 5. This will be. I'm not going to Disney. Well, I'm not going to Disney full time this year. I might be going to the Mickey's Not
You
So Scary
will.
Halloween
You will.
party. But I've probably been back 5 times now.
Have you ever stayed on site at Disney? Have you always stayed off site and Ubered in?
Always stayed off site and Ubered in, or the International Library Hotel I mentioned earlier. They you got a foot. That shuttle to Disney for that, and I believe the iDrive hotels are free shuttles. I do want to stay at Disney, and actually, one long night at Disney 2 years ago, we got on the wrong bus to get us back to the main depot to get you to your Uber, and we ended up going on a bus that basically dropped us off at every Disney hotel. So myself and my friend had done the Round the World at Epcot drinks, so I
Oh,
was a
God.
bit merry, shall we say, on this bus. So I was like, oh, we should go and do drinks in this hotel, these random strangers, Americans we've just met. Anyway, we didn't do that. My friend talked me out of it, and we didn't do that in the end. But actually, the Disney Hotel, I think it was the All Star Resort, we might have dropped
One of
them
the
off at. I
All-Stars,
can't
yeah.
remember, it's hazy, but it looked amazing. So can you just briefly tell me, Andy, like, it's very costly to stay at Disney
It
Hotel,
is.
but is there really any, is there any perks that you get that you wouldn't get with the park tickets?
It depends where you're staying, because the perks of staying on a Disney hotel or a good neighbor hotel, sometimes at Disney Springs, gets you in the park half an hour earlier. And people say, half an hour, you can't do anything in half an hour. Believe me, you can. You can really be at the front of a queue and even be on another ride before everybody else gets in. So that's one big perk. If you're staying at a deluxe, if you're pushing the boat out, you want to stay at Animal Kingdom, a couple of nights a week, you get extended evening hours, which are really worth the value.
Right.
Where you get a couple of extra
Yeah.
hours at Epcot, a couple of extra hours at Magic Kingdom. You can buy your virtual queues before other people if you're staying on site. So Mickey lets you, if you spend more money with him, he lets you spend even more money before other people can spend money. So they're up at, and just the
How
general
good of Mickey.
being on site sometimes is good. And if you want to do a lot of dining when your 60 days opens, it's for the entirety of your trip. So rather than having to go on every day after 60 days. So, there are little perks, not as many as there used to be. Bring back Magical Express,
Right.
please. But I mean, it's being that I like staying, but I'm a DVC member. So I like staying at Boardwalk because I know that I can walk to Epcot and walk to Hollywood Studios. That's
Yeah.
a big perk. Staying at Caribbean Beach, which is cheaper one, you've got the Skyliner. So again, you're just a cable car ride away from them two parks and the All Stars as well.
When we
So,
say cheaper, though, we're talking thousands, right?
there's a massive difference, yeah. But then you can,
Yeah.
if you don't want to stay on site at a Disney hotel, then Disney Springs, look for a good neighbor hotel where you can walk over to
Yeah.
Disney Springs. They have the transport as well and get you in early. So it all depends on your budget. First few years,
And
I
that's
used to
it.
stay on iDrive just because it's what I could afford.
And I think that's the point as well, that because we said on the last podcast, I am more pro Universal, and I know this is not a
Yeah.
Universal podcast because there's a lot of big news come out about Universal and Epic Universe, the new park that's opening next year. So I always try to go for hotels that obviously stay more closer to Universal within walking distance, or like I'm doing this year, we're actually staying at a Universal resort this year, which is the Endless Summer Resort, because there's some tiny perks attached to that. But like you just said, for Disney, the more expensive the hotel, the higher the perks to an extent. I would be tempted to go and stay in a Disney hotel, but I think I'd rather offset that with maybe paying for more extra stuff. I know that when I went in 2008 for the first time, there wasn't the app. I think the Disney app for the parks is frankly a mess.
Yeah, it's not
I
good.
think the Lightning Lane, the Genie Plus, the Genie in the Lamp Plus, whatever else all this stuff is, I think it is one goal is for more money for the most. That is it. I don't believe the experience is smoother. I also don't really believe that you're getting good value for money. I remember the Guardians of Galaxy ride at Epcot for the first time. Me and my friend, it was our last kind of day at Disney a few years ago, and it had just opened the Guardians ride, and we paid to Lightning Lane it to get to the front, so we guaranteed to get on the ride, which is fine. But that was an extra, I don't know, £12 each on top of the
Yeah.
£500 tickets we've already paid. But that's just me and my friend. So imagine if you're a family with 4 kids. That's like you've just blown £60 just to get on one ride that you could maybe have not got on any. I just think it's a really expensive deal now. Like my friend, he's got a different friend. He's got 4 children himself, his fiancée. If they wanted to go to Disney, Florida, realistically, Andy, we're talking 10 grand though,
It's a
without
big
any
holiday.
change.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It is once in a lifetime, But then everybody says that and they will find another way of going back for a second.
I said once in a lifetime. I'm on my fourth, maybe fifth time. How many times have you had a once in a lifetime Disney trip?
I've lost count. Yeah, and then some. Now, usually on this podcast, Luke, I ask if there's anything you don't like about Disney World, but you've just listed off a load of things about Genie Plus and stuff like that. Have you got a favourite attraction when it comes to Disney World?
Okay, right. Well, this isn't for everybody, but I absolutely love it. I cannot get enough of it. And for me, it is just the embodiment of America, the embodiment of Disney, and the true spirit of everything that I think that something like Disney World should be. And it is the Hall of Presidents.
I should have probably guessed, really. It's got to be something with a political edge. Do you go there to boo the Donald Trump
one? It has got to be something with a political edge. That is true. And I've had people tell me they've been to Disney and they class the Hall of Presidents as nap time. So they go in there and nap for 20 minutes, rest the legs. For me, I have done it now so many times, Hall of Presidents. In fact, my last trip, when I went even at the Christmas parties, I made sure I could go in the park at 4 p.m. to go to the Hall of Presidents last showing before it shuts. And then I made my friend go two or three times the previous year. I love the Hall of Presidents. I think it's brilliant. And I would encourage anybody to watch the Behind the Attraction series on Disney Plus, which shows how they made the Hall of Presidents. It's not very easy to get those animatronics to do what they do. So I love the Hall of Presidents. But if you're going to push me for an actual ride, because it isn't.
It's an attraction though, Luke. That's fine. If that's your favourite attraction, that's fine. Nobody said it before. But go on then. If you've got a ride as well, because you're trying to be cool now.
I'm trying to be cool because I don't want you to just spin it as always. It's just the Hall of Presidents. So I'm going to go with Hall of Presidents, my favorite attraction, and long may it continue as an entity in Disney, to be honest. And that entire area, I think, is brilliant. Liberty Square, I think that entire area is just such a great part of Disney World. I think it is just such a great part of Magic Kingdom, and I think Disney should really continue to embrace what they do over the. I think it's really, really great. If I am pushed for a ride, I will have to say, and I used to hate it, but I have conquered my fear of it. In fact, I was really anti. I was very nervous when I first went back to Disney in 2021 after a break of a few years. I love the Tower of Terror. I think it is. And again, I like it because it is a nerve-wracking ride and people don't necessarily like the drop ride element, you know, just effectively like Oblivion at Alton Towers, if you will. But it's so much better. for me, I have watched the Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus that I've just mentioned, and explains how Tower Terror works on a pulley system. It isn't the drop that people think it is. So once you understand that and realise that it's effectively on a pull string mechanism, when you're on the ride, it helps you conquer your fear. So if you've got a bit of a terrifying fear of being dropped, it isn't technically what it does to you, but I love it. And I still get nervous when I go on it. And I just think it's just such a throwback to a great era of theme parks. And I love the Tower of Terror.
It is iconic. And what about food? Do you eat in the park? Have you got a favourite Disney World restaurant? Quick service or snack?
It's always quick service. So I see when you go, Andy, and I've seen some of your previous episodes since I was last on with some of your guests talking about some of their QSRs and some of the places that they like to dine. My friend forced me, because I like to do the quick, just like queue up, grab something like a snack and have like a larger meal in the evening. I'm not really into larger meals in the parks. But my friend who I went with a few years ago, he insisted we actually have a proper meal. So we went to, I'm doing the air quotes. I realize this isn't a video podcast, so I'm doing the air quotes. He insisted we do a proper meal. So we went to the Jungle Cruise restaurant.
Oh, Skipper Canteen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. And I absolutely loved it. The drinks quite strong. I can't remember what alcoholic beverage I had. But I actually can't even remember the food that I had. But I remember thinking to myself, you know what? Good value-ish for money. Still Disney, still expensive, but good value-ish for money. And I would definitely go back to there. But I wasn't, and it goes back to what I was saying about the app. We weren't quick enough of booking restaurants on the app. The restaurants we wanted were sold out. The ones that we'd have to have saved up more money for, truthfully, to spend some of the other restaurants. So if I was going back to Disney, I'd like to do a lot more of the proper sit-down dining in restaurants.
Yeah, you've got to pick a few and go over to Disney Springs and go to Homecoming and have chicken and donuts, because that's my favourite. You've got to do chicken and donuts.
There is a... a restaurant, pizza restaurant, which whose name I've totally forgot, over at Disney Springs that we went to. And it is the greasiest thing I have ever put in my mouth, to the extent of, do you really, Andy, want to pick up a slice of pizza and literally watch grease and oil pour off it as you were holding it? It's not what you want.
Sometimes it is. When you're on holiday, sometimes it is.
After a few drinks in Disney, maybe that's exactly what you need to
soak it up.
So maybe that's why you end up back at a Disney hotel on that hotel.
Luke, in just a moment. Let's do a news update from Disney World. We know that Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be opening summer 2024. It's about as much as we know at the minute, but I'm really looking forward to this. Also as well, we've got the menus out for the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, which starts in just a few days' time. Also, next month is International Women's Month, so there's some brand new food items to buy around Walt Disney World for that. And we're on the rundown to Easter. So if you're going over to Walt Disney World between now and Easter, head over to the Grand Floridian, where you can see the Grand Cottage and the Easter egg displays, which are there right now. We have a closing date for Soarin' Over California. The original version of Soarin' has been up and running for the last few months now. It's going to close on the 27th of February, so the 28th. It'll go back to Soarin' Around the World. And the Cali River Rapids are going to be reopening. Always closes over winter for a refurb. It'll be back open from March the 16th. And here is some news from the UK. If you want a little bit of Disney magic while you're at home, Disney in Concert, The Sound of Magic, will be touring the UK from June. The tour starts in Manchester, the Bridgewater Hall, Bath, Nottingham, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Liverpool, Birmingham, and it finishes in London on the 13th of June at the Eventim Apollo. So it'll be the Novella Orchestra, clips from films, and 100 minutes of magic songs from some classic Disney films. So a little bit of Disney right here at home. And if there's any updates on anything else between now and whenever the next podcast is, probably in about 2 weeks, then make sure you're following all the socials. Instagram, TikTok, X, at Pop Magical is where we are. We've got Luke Marsden back on the podcast. It was on just before Christmas. Now, let me tell you this before we go back to Disney. We're talking about you meeting the Grinch. So here's what I've actually not told anybody, but for New Year, I went on a cruise for New Year from Florida. Went to Orlando for 3 nights, didn't go to Disney World. We did 2 days at Universal and we did the Christmas VIP tour and I met the Grinch. Here's the thing, I didn't realise that the temperature in Orlando was going to be about 30 degrees. It was freezing. The only jacket I brought with me was a Walt Disney World jacket with a huge Mickey Mouse on the front. What do you think the Grinch said when he saw me at the front of the queue wearing that?
I imagine you were trolled by him, to be honest, because he is pretty full on. Like, he doesn't hold back. Like, my encounter with him, you were talking about, like, dead rats in the Thames. Like, he doesn't hold back.
Well, he started heaving. He took me to the front, made me stand up, and he just started heaving in front of everybody, going, "Why are you wearing a dirty rat on the front of your shirt? What's all this about?"
Sorry, Andy, this is a double exclusive, but I've revealed that I'm back Universe this year for HHN. You just revealed your exclusive news.
Yeah, that I went just before New Year and went to Universal. Yeah. But it was very, very cold. Do you go to any other parks, by the way? We've talked about Universal, we've talked about Disney. Do you venture out to SeaWorld or do you even venture anywhere around Orlando?
I'll give you another one. Seeing as we're dropping all these golden nuggets in this episode, I can tell you that we have booked a double ticket with, we booked via, this is not a plug, by the way, this is just letting people know, attraction tickets. We bought attraction tickets, but they had a discount code on New Year's Eve last year. If you booked before midnight, you got like 15% off. So we did the maths for the joint Universal SeaWorld ticket, and yeah, actually it worked out quite cost efficient, as much as cost efficient can be. So never been to SeaWorld before, never been to SeaWorld's water park before, but I have seen YouTube videos of it. Again, an influencer who I follow, Crystal Palace, just giving her a shout out if you don't follow Crystal.
Is that her real name?
Yes, but it's not a stage name. It's a real name, Crystal Palace. So the YouTube channel is called The Crystal Palace.
Right, okay, I'll follow that.
Do check it out, Andy, you know, try and get her on this pod, actually. She goes to all the theme parks, is a huge Universal fan, but also did a SeaWorld tour and a look at SeaWorld at Christmas with the rides. It looks amazing, the rides at SeaWorld. I didn't realize how many actual rides they have. So we're doing SeaWorld this year because of all the amazing rides that they look to have.
Yeah.
You know, I know SeaWorld has got its controversy, but it's very clear to me, I think, from looking at SeaWorld's website and watching like videos on YouTube, they're moving really leaning more into rides than anything else. I know. And I think that's great. And I can't wait to see to try the rides out at SeaWorld and break my SeaWorld virginity for the first time.
We're going to go back to Walt Disney World, Luke. I'm going to give you your perfect day at Walt Disney World. All right. So you can't go out and go to Universal or SeaWorld or Celebration. You've got 24 hours. It's not your only day at Disney World, right? But if you could have your perfect Disney World day, you can go to any parks. Don't worry about paying for Genie Plus. I'm paying that for you. I'm chucking that one in.
Oh, thanks.
Don't worry about the expensive hotels. You can stay where you want. You can choose a hotel. It's on me.
I'd obviously stay at like one of the top hotels, seeing as you're financing it. I would stay. Is the Grand Floridian? Is that one?
You want to stay there? Stay there if you want. Yeah, you can stay there. Yeah,
I've never stayed there. Quite fancy it, so I'll go there. A perfect day. Well, I mean, it would have to start off probably in Magic Kingdom, if I'm honest. Probably start off with some sort of snack. Probably, who am I kidding? Probably just go to the Starbucks at Magic Kingdom. Probably just go to the Starbucks, get a latte to start the day and embrace it. You know what? I like the idea. And we did at Christmas time a few years ago, the variant of the Jungle Cruise, the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah.
So I would like the idea of going to do the Jungle Cruise, just a relaxing way to start the day, get it out the way as well, because it can be quite long. The queues can get quite big. If it isn't Christmas time in If it isn't Christmas time in Orlando, I would hope the weather will be scorching. So let's say it is September, so mid-30s, probably higher. Let's go with, I will go on some of the more water rides, actually. So let's get going. Let's get going on the water ride. Oh, they've cancelled it now, haven't they? The
Splash Mountain.
What was that one? Yeah. Not Splash Mountain. The other, was it Splash Mountain that's been scrapped?
Splash Mountain is going to be the new Tiana one. Is that what
that's
you mean?
It. Yeah, yeah. So Splash Mountain, I love Splash Mountain. So we will do Splash Mountain because it's a hot day. That's what I'm imagining. And then we need to dry off, so we'll do some of the other rides that Magic Kingdom has to offer. We'll do the Haunted Mansion, absolutely love. We will probably then have another little snack and head to the Hall of Presidents just to really recoup.
Of course.
Because we're going to, maybe even the second version of going that day. Then I actually think jump over to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Because we're partnering here. Jump over to Hollywood Studios. We are going to go on Aerosmith Coaster because I absolutely love that ride. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And I told you on the last episode, I walked on with the Hollywood Nights, definitely Aerosmith Coaster. Go on the Tower of Terror as well. I got to experience that. I want to go on the Tron ride. I never got to do Tron last time, so I want to experience it. I've heard Tron, the light cycle is very good. Have you been on that?
I have. It's very quick. It's got, you know, it's a minute. Minute and a bit, but it's all right.
I'd take that. I want to try that. So I want to go on that. And then I think this is how you have to end the day. If I'm not going to go back to Magic Kingdom's fireworks in the evening, let's say I will, but I believe Epcot has brand new fireworks now as well. And I think the great way to leisurely end the evening is attempt to have a few beverages, alcoholic or not, your choice. Mine would be alcohol. And go round the World Epcot. I want to go back on the Guardians ride over there as well, because I thought the Guardians of Galaxy Cosmic Rewind was absolutely brilliant. I'd like to do it without the Christmas overlay. I did the Christmas overlay version. So I'd love to do that. I'd end the day going round the World Epcot, having a drink at each station for as much as I could physically stomach. And then let's do the brand new fireworks spectacular Epcot to end the evening, I would say. Then go back to my big fancy hotel.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Luke. I like the sound of that. And didn't even go over to Universal. Didn't even try and get over to Universal. Before you go, have you got a particular standout favourite Disney memory?
Probably, actually. The standout for me was going two times, actually, very quickly. 2015 with my ex-girlfriend who'd never experienced Disney before. Me and her went and she absolutely loved it. And, you know, she just absolutely just loved the magic of Disney. So I think it was always good to experience with somebody who's never been before, because you get that excitement kind of given back to you, I think. But then when I went in 2021, obviously everybody had a terrible time during COVID. So to be able to go in 2021, years after six years after I last went, and re-experience Disney again after being a difficult year in COVID, like everybody had, I think that was just a fantastic moment for me. Stepping back through the gates at Magic Kingdom, seeing the infamous castle, and just knowing, like, hearing the music. You know, the smells of Disney, let's not underestimate, there was some pretty good smells. Don't know if they're pumped in or fake or not. They're great. So walking down Main Street, USA, seeing the castle for the first time after a long hiatus, for me, that's a great memory.
It's always the castle, isn't it? Sort of, a lot of people say, like, the castle for the first time, or, like you say, after COVID, going back, thinking, are we ever going to be able to fly again? Brilliant.
Are we ever going to be able to
fly? Well, it's been great having you back on the podcast, Luke. And you know what? When you get back after Halloween, we'll get you on again. We'll chat Halloween.
HHN.
We'll talk HHN.
You need to promise me we will do a HHN special then.
Do you know what? We'll do just HHN, because we've never done it. Let's just do HHN as soon as you get back. If, of course,
Deal. You
survive it.
Thank you. Yes. Fingers crossed. Keep fingers crossed, Andy. Hopefully I'll
fingers crossed you'll survive it.
Year.
Meanwhile, Luke, have a magical day. Thanks again to Luke. If you have got lots to say when it comes to Walt Disney World, come on the podcast, or if you think somebody you know would be a great guest, let them know. Just send me a message, any of the socials, at Pod Magical. You can DM me, send me a message on Facebook or X or Instagram. I'll get back to you. We'll sort out a Zoom time. We'll get you on to talk about your Walt Disney World life, really, because it's a life, isn't it? If you're going to be going very soon, we are into the busy period now, really. Last weekend was President's Day, so all this week it's been mega busy. In fact, the price of Genie Plus last weekend, it got up to about $35 for the Park Hopper and Magic Kingdom one, and I think probably the lowest over the last week, which is usually Animal Kingdom, I think even the lowest was about $18, so it's kind of creeping up there, and we are getting into spring break time now as well, with a lot of Florida schools closing for a few weeks, and they always vary as well. It's never the same week or the same 2 weeks, it's different ones at different times. So basically from now up to around Easter, expect it to be busy for spring break. If you are going to be going to Walt Disney World, we've got the Flower and Garden Festival starting next week, and the Garden Rocks concert series in the America Pavilion, where you can see the likes of Richard Marx next weekend on the 3rd and 4th. All the topiaries and the food booths are out. There's a full list of all the food booths and what they're going to be providing this year over on the Walt Disney World website. So if you are going to be going over the next few months, have a look, make a plan, decide what you're going to be eating. Also, over at SeaWorld, they have got a food festival as well. They've got their Seven Seas Food Festival at the minute. And they've also got some concerts where you can see Hanson this weekend and Gloria Gaynor next weekend and the Righteous Brothers the weekend after. Meanwhile, Universal, they have got their Mardi Gras with the Mardi Gras Parade and so many beads being thrown out. It's a great parade, that is. They've got live music as well. Bare Naked Ladies over at Universal this weekend. DJ Khaled and Ava Max next weekend. Queen Latifah and Louis Fonsi the weekend after. It's going to be good. It's going to be busy. Weather, quite pleasant. We're looking around the low to mid 20s in Orlando at the moment. And the pound to dollar seems to be hovering about that 1.26 value. It's not changed that much, really, so far this year. Don't forget, if you are going, tag us in your photographs. I can share all that. We can see what you're up to. We can live through your Disney life. And also, remember our tips. Lots of podcasts to go back to. I always like to end the podcast on a tip. This one, as we're approaching the fourth year of lockdown, who knows? I've lost count. But here is something to remember. If you've still got anti-back, take it with you. Those little bottles of anti-back, use it or wash your hands regularly. We kind of forgot now, years after lockdown, but remember how many people are touching things. If you're getting on a ride and you're holding on to that bar, how many people have touched that before you? It hasn't been cleaned since then. So you've touched that, and then what are you touching next? Are you going for food? Are you grabbing a burger? So just remember, just wash your hands or take your anti back. Or if you've got little kids and they're touching stuff and then they're putting their fingers in your mouth. We don't want you getting sick on holiday. That's the top tip for this episode. Remember, brand new podcast coming out every other week. We are here fortnightly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. Give us a follow on the socials. If you give us a review on that, that's brilliant as well. Thank you for that. It helps boost the ratings a little bit. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.